Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Joan and Janet are subtle energy empaths in the field of consciousness. Their passion is to support your evolutionary growth and change. Join them as they talk about our individual and collective evolutions. Explore what living consciously with energetic awareness means in our daily lives. Access with them a state of grace. There is no time, no space. Feel the warmth and acceptance and opening into infinite possibilities. Combining a broad collection of modalities and personal experiences, they share with humility and humor their appreciation for the body, mind, spirit connections that we call life. Now, here is Joan Newcomb and Janet Barrett.
Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We're your co-hosts coming to you from Tacoma, Washington. I am Joan coming to you from Tacoma, Washington. And my co-host, Janet Barrett, is coming to you from Portland, Oregon.
Good morning, everyone, or afternoon or evening, whatever time you might be joining us. And currently, it is snowy and freezing in Portland, Oregon. So I don't know what it's doing in your neighborhood, but we're enjoying ourselves nice and cozy here.
Yes, yes, anchoring yourself into time and space there. Cold and freezing.
Yeah.
I'm going to anchor myself into Hawaii in August.
Oh, wow. Okay, that sounds good. Mm-hmm. I can feel that breeze. That's a nice breeze.
Okay, except that pulling myself back into the present moment, because today we are talking about New Year's resolutions in consciousness. I guess I can't do that in August. So
I'll have to do that. You can have a new year whenever you want. There you go.
I'm going to anchor myself into the Southern Hemisphere and be in the middle of my summer holidays.
That's all right.
New Year's resolution is consciousness. So actually, as consciousness, so how different would ours be if they were from a sense of self-worth and non-judgmentalness?
I think that's really important because, you know, we resolve to do better. And that can set up a whole interesting sense of how you feel about yourself when you say that. Are you using that as a way to validate that you feel non-helpful, good, whatever the terminology might be? I hate to say that someone's stupid or weak or whatever, but we can. This is all about judgment, I think. So
yeah, because it's like better than what? Better.
Yeah.
You know, and so there's judgment, there's comparison, there's, right. You know, you have to improve yourself.
Yeah.
Like
and
that.
As consciousness, we know that where we are is all right and that we're just exploring life in its myriad of experiences. And so as we look to take the judgment out, we can resolve that energy starts to change on that. And I think it's more of a reflection of how you're feeling and what you want to see different in your life as opposed to a way to beat yourself up.
Yeah. Well, that explains a lot. If you're beating yourself up, that's probably why you're not gonna keep doing it. In fact, you know, by now you probably already stopped.
Well, that isn't that the key?
Even what, if you didn't start.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a nice idea, but only if it's from a place of loving yourself. And if you're like appreciative of where you have come in your life, I mean, okay, let's flash on where we were this time last year. I'm in a much, so we want to say, oh, we're in a much better or we're in a much worse place. And it isn't that. That's the wrong conversation. That's about judgment. We want to be, I am in a different place than I was before. And I like this place. And I can like this place more than the other place. But it's just a different place. And we have to stop the putting our finger on ourselves and being so harsh. When there's a lot of harshness in the world. So I'm not sporting it anymore. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, I just had a flash, which was, you know, I think of us going through spiritual remodels.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're always someplace in the process of remodeling.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're talking about, you know, comparing yourself to this time last year and you're just in a different space, suddenly instead of it being like a remodel of things going from worse to better. It's mm-hmm. like repertory theater. And we're in a new play, mm-hmm. different sets, you know, that kind of compare. There's no, you could also say that was a crappy play last year and nobody came to it, you know, yeah. or whatever. But yeah. it's more like the story is ongoing. It's a new chapter. It's a different chapter. There are different things to explore in it without the measurements of good and bad or improvement kind of thing.
Well, I think it just frees us up. It frees us up to appreciate, look at, experience, hold awareness, allow it to unfold in a more loving manner. I think too many of us know all the things that are wrong with us, and that's not true. That's all a lie when you get down to it. And it's, you know, you're working with people's belief systems. And so you have a belief system and it dictates how you show up. And, you know, as consciousness, we are infinite beings exploring what the universe can be and universes can be about. And it just puts the whole conversation into a different place.
Yes.
And so what do we got? We got to get our announcements out of the way so we can get into heart. So what do we need to let people know about now?
Well, actually, the first thing is that if you are listening live in present time, which is Tuesday morning,
11 a.m.
11 a.m. on the Pacific coast. Yeah. Yeah. You can call in and talk with us and actually join the conversation live. And to do that is 888-627-6008. And that's the line to call in and talk with us. And if you're listening to us dead, well, more power to you. Just
that's a different conversation.
We'll start talking about what you want.
Continue.
That's a topic for another show.
Yeah.
But some announcements for things coming up here. I have some activities coming up this weekend. I do meetups, so we have a Conscious Conversations in Tacoma, Saturday, January 9th. I think I'm at 4 o'clock at the Wheelock Library in Proctor. And then the next day, I'm in Bellevue doing another Conscious Conversations that's January 10th, at the King County Library in downtown Bellevue. And I have totally forgotten what time it is. But you can go to my website, joan-newcomb.com, to see what time that is happening. The other thing is, if you go to my website, you can enter your email and get a handy-dandy little quiz that tells you what your life purpose is, shines light on what you are as essence and what you're here to do. And that's at my website, joan-newcomb.com.
I recommend everybody take your quiz because it's never too late to check in with yourself and see where you are today as opposed to yesterday. So let me see. And I have a Conscious Conversations with Janet meetup every Tuesday evening here in Portland, Oregon. And you can find out about that at meetup.com, Conscious Conversations with Janet. We are not meeting tonight, January, what is today? The 5th, due to weather. Because I know I'm safe and everyone gets home safe, but that ice in the dark in certain places, like anything off a major road, can be tricky. And I want to make sure everyone's fine. So no meeting tonight, but we do meet regularly. And you can check out my website at janetandbeyond.com for my free. If you sign up with your email address, you can get great top 10 tips for enjoying life, and there's more than that on there. And then you can also sign up for either Joan's blog on her website or mine, and we write weekly, and we have great conversations that we track information about and like to share with you. And then they can also get a hold of us on YouTube, Joan, and where else can they get
and us? You can you can find us on YouTube. You can find us on Facebook, And you can find us on Twitter. On Twitter, we're at Joan and Janet. And email us at consciouswithjoanandjanet and give us information and topics about things to talk about. And we have to stop for a commercial break right now, but stay tuned because we're talking about New Year's resolutions as consciousness in a straight state of grace.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com. You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm your host, Joan. I'm along here with Janet, and we are talking about New Year's resolutions as consciousness.
Yeah, it's good stuff, right? What a great way to start a new year off. And even though we were kidding earlier about August being could be New Year's in Hawaii, it is. Anytime is the right time to make a new start, have a new beginning. So don't allow yourself to be limited by the word year. It's a nice time for all of us to kind of come together and go, oh boy, okay, only this time, now we'll do it this way. And there's tremendous power in that. But we can make changes in our life at any time. And that's what we're always supporting here.
Yeah, we can have a do-over. You know, every month we are creating a new experience.
Right. We're just patterns of information, and those can change at any time and place. So as consciousness, nothing is immutable or unchangeable. It is always open and subject to change. So, all right. Do you think we're ready to access heart for everybody?
I am ready.
Okay, everybody. So some things were just coming to mind. Today, let's take the approach, so many of us have been to great, wonderful seminars of some sort, and you really liked the seminar, you had a great time when you were there, and then you went home, and that seminar state kind of maybe fell away. And so this time, what we're going to do, all that, if you felt something to it, an attachment to it, it's in your emotional terrain. So this time, as we're going to drop into heart, we're going to actually access that part for ourselves, the power of what it felt like when anything was possible in that seminar state. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some people may not have had a seminar state, but they've had an experience of transformation.
Yes.
They went to something
yes.
that was inspirational. And the other thing mm-hmm. is I would suggest accessing that state of inspiration and not that period of time, because you're different now.
So that's a great awareness. Sure. Yeah.
You can access the feeling mm-hmm. of transformation, that inspirational feeling within you, mm-hmm. Rather than
the event itself. Yeah.
9 years ago. Something.
Yeah. It's the feeling state that you were in that. So let's see if we bring that into heart awareness for all of us. And if that kind of changes things around for you. So let's just breathe. There we go. Yeah, we were doing that anyway, but let's get really placing an awareness there. There we go. As we're going to think about starting a new adventure, right, which is what a year is, I guess. Let's just access the stillness in there. Doesn't seem to be showing up in any particular form today. So let's just tell ourselves we're going to take this moment. There we go. There we go. Feels like a door opening today. So let's just open the door. And there's your heart. There's that incredible ruby red heart. Let it be the physical heart, the Let it be the jewel that it is. There we go. And know that that is yours. And if you sense something different about it, maybe it's not that bright, luscious color. Maybe there's something else you notice about it. Just that, put that into your awareness that, okay, that'll get care. Every time you do, we do this state, or you do it on your own, you are enhancing that heart and its health, because you're putting appreciation and a light on it. There we go. Yeah, lots of change there. Oh, all right. So that inspired state, there's your emotional terrain. So just tap into that today. Notice how good that felt. Somehow it spoke to you in that state. Everything was brighter. Everything got quiet. And you felt connected and maybe powerful in a way that you don't always. And step out again. Allow the other door to open now. Into the core, into the essence of all. Where you and I meet. As bits and pieces in the medium of potential. And there's warmth, support, non-judgment. It's grace. So let's start the new year off on a good footing. The free fall into grace. There seems to be a feeling of forgiveness, maybe. Appreciation of yourself showing up as you do. We all do the best we can with whatever we have to work with, whatever we're aware of. And some of us are trapped in our fears and emotional states. And we get that. So have compassion. Have empathy. Okay, that starts to level out, Joan. I think we're getting there. Mm-hmm. Okay, what you noticing?
Well, it's kind of funny because the first thing I noticed when we started this process was a quality of energy that I'm going to describe as bubble tea. It wasn't effervescent. It was sort of syrupy with lots of
solidness in it.
Semolina. And yeah. I think that is. And it's now what it is a clearer quality. It is more easily navigated. And the little game you had with doors and stuff really suddenly becomes, you know, a sense of freedom. You know, you're in acting scenes. You're not, you know, socked into everyday life. You have choices.
Mm-hmm. And that's an important place to start with a new year, I guess, and a resolution. Is that about how to be different. If you want to be different, there's nothing wrong with being what you are unless you're feeling some limits in it. So it's really how you hold all this information, your emotional attachments that get into stuff. One thing I've been enjoying is, out of all that I've been experiencing these last several months, is all of a sudden there's been a clearing for me to notice my surroundings in a new way and appreciate the space that I'm in. And in that comes a clearing, a physical clearing of things and the way I move in my space. And so it could be, I suppose, a decluttering, but it's really just a reorganization of a sense of flow, right? And I find myself, we got so much energy tied up in words, language sometimes that, you know, I tend to try and get past that because I think it blocks stuff. But so it's just things are flowing differently, and it's really nice. It's very, very nice.
Yeah, I have also felt a clarity in the flow of not getting as triggered by things, or you know, it's like the morphic fields waft by, and you have a choice whether or not to dip yourself, jump in that mud puddle, or dip your toes in that pond.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, what we talked about at the very beginning in terms of New Year's resolutions, and how often they come from a sense of not well-being. You know, they come from a sense of invalidation, or gosh, I ate so much over the holidays, I really need to go on a diet and start exercising.
It becomes about punishment, doesn't it?
And it comes out of that sort of fertilizer of lack of self-worth, as opposed to valuing yourself and using this as a springboard for creating new experiences. And set intentions for things you want to accomplish and create. You know, it's just it's a new season to create a new garden and plant some new seeds.
Well, and it gives you, you know, using the word intention gives you a direction, and then you get to hear what the rest of you says about that. And that's where the energy of expectation is. And it's how strong the intention is against the expectation is against the intention, and then all of a sudden you're into strong and weak, and that's not always helpful. So it's just in releasing that judgmental part that says, this is what I would like to have happen, and then you hear the back conversation that says, oh, but that, oh, but this, oh, but that, and you go, okay, well, let's just let that go. And let's just let that go. And let's just let that go till you get to, oh, this is what I want. And it happens, right? I think that's what consciousness technologies are all about, is how to navigate that conversation in a whole different way, which is what's fun and exciting about them.
Yes. Yeah. You know, and so two things coming from the perspective of heart space and of consciousness is it is fun and exciting as opposed to something to dread.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's coming from that sense of creativity and newness as opposed to
the grind. You can hear the grind in that motor there.
Yes.
Definitely. Yeah. All right. So what are we noticing? How to be gentle with ourselves. Might be a new approach. So what would it be like to have a resolution that you followed through on? They've come kind of, that whole energy of that has kind of become a joke, I think. You know, the sincerity is like, oh, yeah, sure, right. Okay. And you blow it off before you even begin. It's because it's not coming from a place of an authentic voice, from the field of unified consciousness. It's coming from a belief or an expectation or a voice that's not in your place, because maybe you actually revel in eating chocolate. And okay, so you eat a lot of chocolate because that's the only place you get your pleasure, and you're not going to take my pleasure from me, right? And so giving me the resolution, I'm not going to eat chocolate, is really more about me having enough pleasure in my life. And then it may be something else. And so we do this to ourselves. So what if we could just hear the quiet, be in the stillness of ourselves, and allow resolutions to come from within this space? What would that be like? What if it wasn't a mental exercise? What if it was an exercise of heart? Would those resolutions be different? I think so.
Well, the thing I'm sensing and picking up from that is that you, when you're coming from this heart space and this consciousness space, you derive pleasure from different things.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't need the pleasure of sugar. You know, mm-hmm. you don't need the pleasure of numbing out mm-hmm. in front of, you know, TV shows. Mm-hmm. Nourishing yourself with pieces of fruit become infinitely more pleasurable. The mm-hmm. the sensation on your taste buds of an apple or an orange is more delightful than a mm-hmm. box of chocolates. And walking mm-hmm. in the brisk air is invigorating and is a wonderful opportunity for getting inspiration, as opposed to, you know, sitting in front of the TV kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
You know, when it comes from consciousness, it's the flow of it feels strong and impelling, but it's not a punish. It's not a slave driver. No, it's not.
No, but you can feel the grace in what you just described.
Yeah.
Right? There's just this ease about it. It's not confrontational. It's not, you're not in a reaction. You're just responding
yes.
to the flow. And that is just such a beautiful place. And that's empowering, you know. We have to be able to notice the little things in our life, because complexity is built on simplicity. And it's the little things that can sometimes get past us because we're busy noticing something else over here. And how many of us this holiday season did have moments that were different? That we did have a sense of flow, that we did have a sense of ease, that we did have a sense of not resisting or rejecting. And it was just things were maybe a little easier. Because for me, I've just really, what you were describing about the food and different choices, and was really, we had last week, I guess it was, maybe, or the week before, wonderful PBS show about food. And this Michael Pollan, I think, was just talking for a couple hours about food, and he was just explaining, you know, you didn't hear an agenda in what he was talking about. And I just felt that, so like, I didn't have any resistance to it. And I just was like, oh, okay, you're right. This holiday season, I didn't eat a lot of chocolate and, you know, that kind of artificial sweet. It was the fruit. It was the, no, I don't need that. You know, when it came to the dessert, I was eating the vegetables more. And there really was a difference present that I was delightfully able to be aware of. And some part of that resolution, we all know it's good to drink good juice and all these kind of things. And I've been making juice for years and all that. And there it was, New Year's Day. It was like, well, let's start it off with a really rousing bottle of, you know, drink of green juice that I made. And it felt really nice. But, you know, it didn't feel so different than it wasn't. Oh, this is just enriching my life. Right. There was just a deep sense of that.
Yeah. I did relapse on chocolate. and I'm noticing, you know, physical reactions from that. And I also noticed at some point where I was really tired of, it's like, another dessert, really?
Yeah, right.
Greens, I want my greens. You know, so, you know, your body has an internal reset button. And it was funny to remember that when I was younger, I used to joke that sugar was my main food group. And I would, you know, I'd have a healthy meal in between, you know, my main sugary things.
Yeah.
So it was interesting that I do have a reset button, and it really is just a matter of sort of guiding yourself back to, you know, the new experience or the new habit, and how, you know, the feeling of it is a feeling of clarity as opposed to fogginess or discomfort. So why wouldn't we all want to go towards that?
Well, and I think, you know, like anything, you can get wrapped up in something, you know, it can be your calling, your whatever it is. And so energy gets stuck. I do know for myself is I can have a habit. I love comfort food, right? I love my pudding. I love those things. And so that, but there's less need for comfort for me. Because I'm already comfortable. So I don't need it so much out of my food. So I could get the comfort out of eating the green juice. And that might be a little different positioning where you already get your comfort out of your green juice and you're, you know, into your sugar as food group. So we can all be different places with all this information. It's just being okay with, oh, okay, there's lots of areas in my life where it feels like it's really working and I'm not seeing it show up in my food so much anymore, you know, as this place of strain or stress or focus, which is really nice.
Yeah.
So to hear your body, you know, how many of us really truly do hear our body? And we're trained in patterns of, okay, eat breakfast, lunch, dinner every 4 hours apart or whatever the mindset gets. And then the body gets set that way. But maybe your body is really not set that way. And maybe there are different things that will, you know, listen to your body. But can you hear your body?
Right.
Everybody says listen, but can you hear it? So what's
well, we think our body's saying chocolate.
Yeah, right.
We think our body's saying chocolate, but is it really that's what it's saying? You know, you were talking about your body. You don't need comfort in the way that you used to need comfort. And you know, so many of us think comfort like comfort foods, and it's really a way of numbing ourselves. It's really a way of not listening or stuffing it down as opposed to, and honestly, you know, at our core essence, our bodies are still little babies. You know, they cry when they're hungry. They cry when they're tired. So it's not really too much difference, except that you're much taller and heavier than you were when you were an infant. And how do you want to respond to it? And it will get louder if you ignore it. And it will get louder if you're doing the wrong thing to it. You know, if you're wiping its butt when it really wants a bottle.
Which we all appreciate, but
a bottle of what is what I heard. But so yeah. You know, so you can use this time without having a fixed resolution. You can actually use this time to try different things. You could try, you know, giving it fruit instead of chocolate. You could try giving it rest instead of go, go, go. Mm-hmm. You know, and meditation doesn't have to look like sitting in an uncomfortable position thinking about nothing. Meditation can look like taking a walk with your dog. Journal.
Yeah. It's any time you have an inward focus, I think, or allow. This, you know, it's about self-discovery, right? I think we are, as humans, we want to discover. We like to discover. Or having the leisure to discover, or sometimes it's the drive to discover. We're all at different places with the idea of discovery. And self-awareness and as consciousness, we're discovering ourselves. We're discovering ourselves as consciousness. And what that all means. And I think, what am I going, if I'm going to raise this, well, let's see how to put this. I'm now at a place, I think, where joy can be present in a more conscious level. And I find myself, okay, I'm going to explore that this year. If I'm going to have something to do this year. I just noticed that that's where I am in my life now, where that I've done the pain part. I've done the don't feel anything part, which is what neutral really is where you can just allow yourself to be in information free of attachment to it. And then you can choose to move into joy, which for a lot of people will say, oh, that's your natural state. I don't know that I'm orchestrated that way. Or if I am orchestrated that way, at least now I'm getting to the place where I can notice the orchestration. So it's just a place I find myself. So my act of love to myself this year as a resolution will be to allow myself to notice that in different ways. What if there was ease in life? Yeah. I kind of like that focus. I don't know if that's helpful, useful. It's just what I'm noticing. It isn't about accomplishment, right? It isn't about things. It's what those things represent to us. And we all hear that, but how do you make that real? And it's like to... how to be okay with where we are so that we can be something else if we'd like to be.
You know, what you're talking about is it's just a different way of measuring, you know,
yeah.
Looking in terms of accomplishments. And all you're viewing it through, I would describe it as your body personality lens, you know. The more black and white and good and bad and, you know, so accomplishments and achievements and goals and actions. And then when you're looking at well-being, when you're looking at relaxing and going with the flow, that's really when you're coming from the perspective of consciousness. And when you're in that flow, things get accomplished without even trying. That's when synchronicity kicks in. That's when the right thing shows up at the right time. You know, there's that sense that there is enough. There's an abundance flow going on. All that kind of stuff happens, and it's not magical thinking. It's because there is action to take often, but it's more inspired action.
Mm-hmm. Inspiration's an important quality. I like coming from a place of inspiration, can't even say it. Inspired. Yeah. Well, we were leading off this conversation about self-worth and non-judgmentalness. Have we talked about self-worth?
Go for it.
Well, I think all of this is about self-worth, isn't it? It's about how you value yourself. I don't need to be so harsh on myself is a reflection of self-worth. I am consciousness. I can't get more worthy than that. I'm consciousness in action as a human experiencing what life is. That's about it. I don't think you can get a higher level of value if you're going to be, you know, looking at things that way. So what is self-worth for you, Joan?
That's very interesting. Yeah. As consciousness, you are infinite. You are the creator of your reality. When you're in the perspective of consciousness, you can see how you're creating everything down to the smallest detail. You have infinite compassion for your physical form and your body personality and its foibles. And you are consciousness. And so the question about worthiness doesn't even come up. You know, it doesn't make sense from consciousness. It doesn't make sense.
Right.
Because how do you measure infiniteness?
Mm-hmm.
How do you measure, how do you measure that level of all? There's not even, it's levelness. It's omnipotent. It's infinite. It's immortal.
Right.
It's eternal, it's joyous, happy, and expansive.
And it's miserable, and it's traumatic, and it's all those things. It just doesn't care.
Well, no. It's not.
Well, those are human values. Those are yes. I understand that. Yeah, but
it's like no. You just said the opposite of what I said, and that's not what it, you know. From the physical form, there's black and white in this level, and there's pain and misery. And you're right; it's created by consciousness. It's created as consciousness to experience the opposite of what it is.
Right.
But is that not consciousness?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it is. Because I don't think you can separate one from the other. They blend so much. We go back and forth in between all the time. You know? It's just like, it's this wonderful tango we do with ourselves as consciousness. It's like, okay, who's got feet forward? You can't have one without the other. You got both. It's all entangled, and it's not tangled at the same time. You know, from within or without, it's both. Yeah, all right. So how are we doing on time here? Oh, we've got plenty of time.
Yeah.
Getting out space.
It has stretched to encompass. So I feel like it's important to emphasize what consciousness feels like in its expansiveness and its infiniteness. It is that feeling of well-being. It is that feeling of joy. It's that feeling of amusement. It's not taking life too seriously. It is being able to take inspired action. It is this infinite clarity. And all of that is consciousness. And it's important to mention what that is or specify what that is so you don't get confused with your ego personality going, oh no, it's this feeling of dominance, it's omnipotence, mm-hmm. it's better than everybody else. It is, mm-hmm. you know, I'm the only person who exists in this reality and you don't. You know, so, you know, when you're talking, you say that it's miserable, it's misery as well, and enjoying misery. Well, yeah, actually, as consciousness, you can enjoy misery. And you have the sense that you've created it, and you're doing a great job in this play. You're going to win an Oscar with it. So I didn't want to confuse people by saying it's misery as well, kind of thing. I wanted to feel
well, is it neutral? It's not neutral to you. I'm just offering this out.
Consciousness is neutral to me. Right,
so.
But misery is not neutral.
Well, what's the difference between neutral and love? Or what's the difference between misery and love? They're just different aspects, right?
Well, misery loves company.
So does love.
You know, if I were, okay, let's say if I were in as consciousness, if I was in a physical form that was dealing with a lot of illness and physical discomfort, aches and pains, you know, had a hard time sleeping, you know, things weren't working well in my system, but I was experiencing it as consciousness, I would be able to see that I created this experience because the more capable creator you are, the more difficult circumstances you create. It would be like, ooh, roll up my sleeves and figure out how to move this body through time and space.
Mm-hmm.
And it wouldn't be like, oh, life is terrible and I can't seem to lose these, you know, 50 pounds or whatever. So there's that to that. And I'm very clear as consciousness, I'm not my body personality. And the misery that I'm experiencing in this form is just all part of the storyline, the costume and the play mm-hmm. in this mm-hmm. realm, the planet.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
Yep. So are we all clear now?
I just want anybody out there who's scratching their heads. No, they stop scratching their heads now. It's just, you know, sometimes we'll say things and then something will be said that will be completely contradictory to what I just put out. So I got a little bit of effort trying to communicate that again. So, yeah.
Yeah, we're all at different places. It's so seamless at times, right? We go from stage to state or state to state or where we are. So what is it about just loving ourselves, people? How do you feel about that? What if this year was all about exploring joy and the reality, where the reality of joy could be real, where the concept of reality could be real, where and what is in your way, and what do you feel is a stumbling block perhaps to that? And is that, as a perspective from consciousness, your relationship to joy? Where are you with that? Does that put it in a different context or experience? I think people want inherently to feel good because that is our capacity. That is us as consciousness. We do feel good. And how far distracted we are from that an awareness of how creative you are as consciousness. There we go. How creative are we as consciousness?
That's a funny question to ask, because as consciousness, you are the creator. So
exactly.
Your infinite creativity. And your creativity is your expression as consciousness. So how you get in touch with the essence of who you are, start being creative. Do whatever gives you joy.
Yeah. Yeah. What if you deserve joy? Is it an issue of deserving? Is it an issue of being willing? That's a lot of that human training. Able, willing, ready, deserving. Those concepts are big in that.
Deserving is a really charged word, isn't it?
It is. And willing, right? We think we're willing, but we're not. It's a nice idea, but I don't know if I'm willing to do what it takes to have that in my life. What do I have to give up? Yeah, no, willing and deserving. Powerful, powerful words. We have a lot of societal influences, cultural influences on those words. Those morphic fields are full of emotion. And emotion is what moves us. Right? It's what inspires us. It's us engaged. So we want to engage our emotions. And so what if you were engaged to experience joy? That might be interesting.
Yeah. So play with that for the next 60 seconds or less, because we have to stop for a commercial break. But stay tuned, because we've been talking about New Year's resolutions, consciousness, and worthiness, and all sorts of groovy stuff in a state of grace.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I am Joan, and I'm here with Janet, and we have been talking about New Year's resolutions as consciousness and a lot more.
Yeah, a lot more. So how are we doing with the willingness and deserving issue?
Well, willingness is a wonderful bridge step of when you know you want to create something or you want to make a change and you don't feel ready yet, you can become willing.
Okay.
Or you can even intend to become willing.
Can you talk a little more about that?
Yeah. So I'm thinking, you know, something I don't feel capable of doing. This really is along the lines of like intending something or even scheduling something. You know, when I set up, you know, like a class series or I set up a marketing series and I'm not ready to go do that yet, but I still have to put it into physical form. I have to put the intention out and put it on the calendar. So it's doing something before you're ready. You can become willing. You can ask to become willing. You can ask your expanded self. You can intend as consciousness to become willing. And that is your bridge step from wherever your body personality feels like it is now to becoming something different.
Yeah. That's great. Okay. Is there something specific that you do? Or so everybody, just notice how willing you are to do something or to be joyful. We'll just keep in the same thing here. We got just a few more minutes. What would you be willing to do? Would you be willing to be joyful? I guess that's where you start, right, Joan? Would you be willing to be joyful?
Yeah. Well, and sometimes it's a matter of even just like micro steps, baby steps, and even micro steps. Mm-hmm. You know, for instance, a micro step would be, let's say your New Year's resolution is actually just to start flossing your teeth. You know, flossing one tooth.
Mm-hmm.
Brush your teeth at night, floss one tooth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And okay. Eventually, I mean, that's an easier thing to keep up than I'm going to floss my teeth three times a day.
Kind of right, thing. Right.
And one tooth becomes more teeth kind of thing. So the baby steps or micro steps are also another way of coaxing yourself into that new experience.
Okay. All right, everybody. So what's the littlest thing you can do? Just think it in those terms. If you're willing to experience joy, more joy, I don't know if it's more joy or joy, what would you be willing to do? What if it was as simple as flossing one tooth? Great example, because you got more string and, oh, well, I'm here. I might as well do the next one. And it's kind of interesting how that might work out. You're giving yourself more string to hang yourself, I suppose. More string to use up. So just allow yourself to just start with a tooth. I bet that would give everybody more joy. It's that simple. I love this. And just see. There's one thing I've learned over the years. It was just, what is one thing, if a goal, if we're going to think in terms of goals, is to have a moment of joy every day, what would that be like? And we're not saying what that has to be. We're just in that someplace in within you, you recognize a moment of joy. Could be brushing your hair or doing that tooth. Could be combing your daughter's hair or her teeth. Who knows? Right?
Combing your teeth.
Yeah, combing your teeth. Yeah. What would it be like to experience a moment of joy every day and bringing it into conscious awareness? And sometimes it can feel like a long process that you have to start somewhere and you can feel the pool of things that'll say, well, this is more important or that is or whatever. And those are just mind games. What is really important to you? That's the key. And if it's important to just have joy once a week, fine. We don't judge that. You're the one who sets up the rules. It's not for me to tell you what's right or wrong. Well, I think it's probably time to come back, Joan, because we're going to have a few minutes of announcements there. Anything you want to?
I have announcements. So.
All righty. So everybody, it's time to come back. It's the street level. So just whatever you're noticing, just allow yourself to know that it'll keep enriching and deepening and showing up in your real world as you allow it to. And what that would be like. So bring your awareness back through that door and know that you can go into it at any time. And notice the emotional terrain now, that place of inspiration that we were feeling fired up about and how that's feeling right now. And just close that door. It's not one that really is a solid door. Just walk through the doorway. How about that? All these doors are really just doorways, not doors. And come back to your heart. Give it a nice caress. And come to street level. And just feel the difference of when we started. And then Joan's got some announcements for us. There you go, girl.
Okie dokie. Let me see. Yes. Well, coming up this weekend, I have Conscious Conversations meetups in Tacoma on Saturday, January 9th at the Wheelock Library in Proctor, and then on Sunday, January 10th at the Bellevue King County Library. And these are opportunities for you to come together and have a conscious conversation about the experience of expansion that you're having. And you can find out more about that on my website, joan-newcomb.com. You can also go to my website and see my YouTube videos that I put out twice a week. And you can also access my weekly blog there. You can sign up to get my newsletter and find out a quiz to discover your life purpose, which is actually something that is the essence of who you are, and it's not changeable. It is the essence of who you are. Your expression of your purpose might change, but the essence of who you are doesn't. How about you, Janet?
Okay, and I do have Conscious Conversations with Janet here at my home in Portland, Oregon, usually on Tuesday evenings. Not tonight, canceled due to weather, but we'll look to be back next week. And for all of you that are long distance to us, we do have our free conference call coming up. I think that's January 17th. It's the third Thursday of the month, 7 o'clock. And you can join in the conversation with us for a lively hour that we always have. So we always want you to know that there are ways you can interact with us. And we look forward to having the most incredible year that we can have, because it's going to be joy-filled. There you go. That's my wish. It's not my hope. It's my knowing. That's my knowing that this is going to be a joyful year. And I'll share that with all of you.
Super duper. We love hearing from you. Did you talk about Facebook yet? I kind of
got sidetracked. You get to do that.
Oh, it's my turn. So we love hearing from you. So email us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. You can also join us on Facebook, Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. You can follow us on Twitter at Joan and Janet. You can follow me on Twitter at Joan Newcomb. You can find Janet and I on Facebook as well, Janet Barrett. Mine is Joan Newcomb is my fan page, and Joan Marjorie Newcomb is my other page there. And send us your suggestions of things to talk about, because give us 15 minutes of fame. And you can also binge watch us on YouTube, and you can binge watch me on YouTube as well.
All right, everybody. Have the most wonderful week. Let's see how it starts out for you.
Yes, you've been listening. Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm your host, Joan Newcomb.
And I'm Janet Barrett.
And we'd like to thank you all for joining us as Consciousness Expressing and Evolving.
You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Thanks so much for helping to co-create the show. No matter whether you're tuning in live or listening on demand, you energetically contribute to our collective experience. Joan and Janet love to hear from you and invite you to email your comments and ideas for them to explore each week. Contact them at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another great show at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and 10 p.m. UTC.